Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Mumin. Now, in this regard, there is just one text which is reported. Primarily, the text is almost the same. However, it is reported by two different chains of narration. And both of these chains of narration, the companion of the Prophet who reports this narrative from him is Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه. And one of these chains of narration is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir. And the other one is found in Salwi's Tafsir. And I'll read out the text of Salwi's Tafsir before you first, and then I shall analyze the chains of narration of both these chains of narration as found in both these books. Now, it is reported in Salwi that the Prophet Muhammad is reported to have said, "Man qara al-hamim al-mu'min lam tabqa ruhu nabiyyin wala siddiqin wala shaheedin wala mu'minin illa sallu alayhi wa staghfaru lahu." Which means that a person who recites Surah Hamim al-Mu'min, then the soul of every prophet, the soul of every siddiq, the soul of every martyr, and the soul of every believer shall pray for him and also ask for forgiveness for him. So as far as this the chain of narration is concerned, which is found in Salabi, it is extremely weak because of the existence of two very weak narrators. One of them is Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid, and the other one is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Now, as far as Makhlad is concerned, Abu Hatim says that he is Zayiful Hadith. And Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkarul Hadith Chiddan. Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, about him, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following comments. And I'll just read out the important ones from his book, Tahzib al-Kamal. So, Ahmad ibn Hanbal has more than one opinions about him. And he says that he is Laysa bil-Qawi, Laysa bil-Shay, and Zayiful Hadith. Similarly, Yahya ibn Ma'in has also has more than one opinion about him, and that is Laysa bizaq al-kavi, Za'if, Za'ifun fi kulli shay, Laysa bishay, and Laysa bihujja. Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says that his Vahil Hadith is Za'if and la yuhtajju bihi. In the opinion of Imam Abu Zur'a, he is Laysa bil-kavi, and Imam Nasai and Hafiz ibn Hajar say that he is Za'if. So in the presence of this data, we can see how weak this narrative is and how weak its description is to the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and it cannot be relied upon at all. As far as its the chain of narration is concerned, which is found in Al-Wasir, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, this also is extremely questionable, and can be safely said that this narrative is concocted because of the existence of Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be Majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other person is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. And about Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, we have the following comments recorded by Hafiz Mizzi in his Tahzib al-Kamal. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is Laysa bishay, and he also says that he is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosri says that he is Laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is Ghayru Siqa. Imam Abu Zurra and Abu Hatim say that he is Za'iful Hadith. Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is Matruk. Another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Baghawi says that he is Za'iful Hadith Chiddan. Similarly, another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf and Khirash about him is that he is Qazzab, that he is a great liar. So, in the existence of these comments, of course, we can clearly see that this narrative seems to be concocted as far as this chain of narration is concerned. All in all, we can say that both these chains of narration are extremely unreliable and cannot be correctly and properly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they have to be disregarded, unfortunately. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the proper way to go about it is to read the surah by understanding that surah, and that can only happen if we know what the surah has to say to us. And of course, if we are not aware of the original Arabic, then we must consult a very good translation of the Quran of the language that we know, and only then we shall be able to understand what the Almighty has to say to us and properly reap the blessings of that surah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.